This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about, but I do have a medical headline that a lot of you guys are not going to like because you're going to think it's kind of girly. But you know what? You guys need to get some girly advice. You really, really do. Okay, some of these girly topics are just right up your alleys because then you know how to deal with us ladies. So I think it's extremely important. Okay, so you want to impress your lady tonight. Tell her, okay, that you heard about this new health study. It's surprising health benefits with cuddling. That if you cuddle with your partner, there's some health benefits to it. Oh, my gosh. If you bring that up, she would be like, oh, my hero. I'm not being stereotypical. This is what I, listen, if my husband actually shows any sort of, I guess, care, or non-apathy, I mean, any sort of desire to, you know, learn why my nails are sparkly or why my hair dyes blonde the way I need it to, I'm like, that's the coolest thing. I love it, you know, because he's usually not into that stuff. So anyway, okay. So here, let me teach you guys something so you can use this tonight. They say cuddling, this is the first health benefit. This comes from, who gets credit for this? Want to give credit? Fox News is reporting. And it's Madeline Castellanos, MD. She's a sex therapist and author of Wanting to Want, What Kills Your Sex Life and How to Keep It Alive. Well, I could write a book on what kills the sex life. Ooh, Lord, I could write an encyclopedia. So, anyway. Okay, so cuddling can help you feel calm. You know the hormone oxytocin? Okay, so oxytocin helps reduce anxiety and promotes the relaxation response, even though oxytocin helps you go through labor. But we aren't going to talk about that. And so it's one of the natural ways that mommies calm their kids down. We bring the baby up to us, we hold the baby, and it works. So it lowers stress, lowers blood pressure, decreases the sensation of pain. So cuddling. And I know guys hate cuddling. They don't want to sit there and watch the game, you know, or watch Game of Thrones or Vikings or whatever with their wife going, I need you to hold me. Because it's kind of uncomfortable, especially if you have cervical radiculopathy. You got to put your arm a certain way and you got to hold and then you got to be cocked in the right position so she could use your chest as a pillow while she watches TV. And yeah, I get it. Trust me, if I were a guy, I couldn't do it. That's why I'm so glad to be a girl, because yeah, I have my husband to do all that work. So it's nice. Next, they say cuddling helps you feel close, and it's the closeness that it lasts longer if you cuddle. So they say your oxytocin levels rising while you're in your partner's arms, you automatically feel closer to him or her in the moment. I know some of you guys are like, but I don't want to be closer to them. That's okay. It's okay. This is why that, I don't know if it's not an old joke or the old stereotype cliche of the guy leaving after sex, he doesn't want to stay and cuddle. It's because cuddling just cemented what you guys just did. If you cuddle afterwards, then what you are doing is cementing that memory or cementing that moment into your history. So when the guy goes, okay, we're done, thank you, slam man, thank you, ma'am, I'm out of here, lunch hour is almost over, then there's none of that bonding that happens. Yeah. Have you ever been told that? It's, I got to get back, lunch hour is almost over. So, yeah. So, but for those of you that want to get closer, it's very important after sex to cuddle. It is, okay? It promotes trust. It helps foster your connection, they say. It increases your sense of security with your partner, and it increases your desire to be emotionally intimate and vulnerable with them. Oh, this is so good. Hey, you guys are learning so much. You're learning so much. Hey, I know you guys are taking notes. You're pretending like you're not interested. No, you're taking notes. Next, cuddling can get you to open up. That's what we all want to do. Tell our partner our deepest secrets and demons. Well, cuddling will help you do that. Okay? You get your snuggle on, it presents the opportunity to talk and share things on a deeper emotional level. Talking in general brings couples closer, but now that you're wrapped in each other's arms, then you could be more real. The only thing is don't talk about the in-laws, okay? Because that happened to us. You know, because my husband's like, I don't want to talk about it. So finally, you know, we'd be in the cuddling mode. I'm like, okay, well, you got something about your mother. It doesn't work. So just don't bring up the in-laws. Then we talked about this a while back. Cuddling could actually help boost your immune system. They say cuddling could be almost as good for you as taking daily vitamins and exercising. Really? They say cuddling helps relax you. It lowers levels of cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. It can kind of hurt your immune system. Plus, cuddling, you combat the effects of stress, which also helps the immune system. It also helps keep you warm, and it can prevent colds. So a cuddle a day keeps the cold away. I don't know, guys. I you know, it's tough. I like to go to sleep. Just in general, I see my husband at work, I give him a quick hug, kiss, I gotta move on. I'm a busy girl, okay? Maybe that's the problem. Those of us that are too busy to stop and do hugs and kisses and cuddlies and, stop and smell the roses, okay? All right, you're in love, enjoy it. You know, when I think back to, you know, the honeymoon period of me and my husband, I don't remember much. And the reason why I don't remember much is we got married the year I graduated medical school and started internship. So 36-hour shifts back to back, you start losing your memory of that whole time because you were so sleep deprived. So I never really cemented a lot of memories. I do remember, I remember the wedding. I remember the honeymoon. I remember, medical school took that over. I was so busy with medical school that I don't remember the honeymoon period. And don't make the same mistake I did. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. All right, so many of the emails that I've been getting over the past few years, and I don't really read them on air because I like to read the emails when it relates to some of the top news stories. But many of them have related to my son doesn't want to get a job. My daughter doesn't like to work. They're still living at home with us. They're 24. They're 26. They're 32. My kids want to move back in with us. We don't want them to. How to tell them no. And, you know, when I first started to see a couple of these, I thought they were jokes. I was like, nah, you know. And that was basically maybe about 2009, 2010. And as this recession loomed and loomed and kept going, and it became more of a reality. And then news outlets were saying kids are moving back in with their parents. Okay, I mean, my big concern growing up was because grandparents always, the older people in my family always did worse than the younger generation. So they always moved in with the younger generation. So my father, took care of his parents. I helped take care of my parents. And so the parents may move in with you when they're sick. But the opposite is happening, right? The parents are doing pretty good. Okay, they're a little bit more financially sound, a little bit more financially stable, but millennials, no. Well, today there was housing news talking about how millennials, and they're like the 18 to 30 age group, I think, or 18 to 29, I think, is supposed to be the millennial age group, where they're not buying homes. This is now, all right, one of the bigger generations. So we had the baby boomers, okay? Then we had some drops in generational booms, shall we say. And then we have the millennials. And there were a lot of millennials, okay? When things were good with the economy, a lot of people had babies, all right? We had two babies. When the economy got good, we cranked out two puppies. And then we stopped. And yeah, I've had some thoughts. Maybe should I try for one more? Nope, not with the recession. No. So we have a little boom. We have a big generation of people, and they're the millennials. Some are even saying now it's the largest generation. I don't know. I thought the baby boomers still beat them, but I have to look that up. They say, however, many of them are not buying homes. And remember when I talked about the economy and the trifecta that's going to happen with too many homes being on the market as the baby boomers are aging out and not enough people buying the homes, plus internet taking over a lot of commerce, so that we don't need big stores and commercial real estate for people to go into because they're online shopping, and then the modernization and computerization of jobs where people are going to be displaced by robots and machines. That trifecta is going to cause, unfortunately, a huge, huge upset in the economy, and I'm expecting not only a recession but a depression as all those three come to fruition in the next few years. And I say it's going to be pretty quick. The next presidency, we're going to see this. Despite who's going to be president. I mean, unless somebody gets their act together and does the right thing for the economy. So, we're looking to the millennials. All right? These are the people that love the iPhones. They love the iPads. They love buying the newest and latest gadgets. These are the people that have gone to college, that have graduated college. These are the biggest group of consumers now that is supposed to keep this train running. Apparently, there are high levels of student debt, the new economic environment, them not being able to have jobs is preventing them from buying the house. You know, if I was a millennial, I wouldn't be buying a house right now. In my wisdom, now that I'm older, I would, because I think you could get some great deals on houses, and it's much better than paying rent and not owning something if you're planning on being in one place long term. But the millennials, they have they live in a much different world than a lot of us do. All right, their world is they have a huge amount of debt. Because of the college, the four, five, now college is 5-6 years. So they have all this debt that they accrued. They graduated and there's no job. And even if there is a job, it's not enough to pay for the debt. Okay? Everybody seems to have a college degree these days. Why should I hire you? Well, because I got a college degree from the University of So. I got 20 applications this week from the same university. Why should I hire you? So you get pretty despondent, you get pretty discouraged, and you don't seem to find the job of your dreams. We talked about that lawyer, that student who graduated 10 years ago, couldn't find a job to her liking and is turning around and suing the school. It's another case of a lawyer turning around and suing their school for false advertising, and she was upset because the only job she was offered was a $60,000 a year job. $60,000 is pretty good nowadays. I would have taken it. Nope, she didn't want it. And from what we understand, she didn't get anything better than that. And so she turned around and sued the school. All right, this is what millennials are facing. And, if you know, being devil's advocate, I mean, in her favor, you know, that does kind of stink. If your law school debt is multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, $60,000 in this day and age isn't really going to cut it. So I get it. I get why she's upset. I understand that. So, but here's the problem. I think a lot of millennials, and I'm not saying this to insult you guys, okay? Because I see my kids who are post-millennial, okay? They want to be very, very successful because they are surrounded by the Taylor Swifts, the 50 Cent, the Key and Peele, the Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park. They see this stuff day in, day out on YouTube, Rihanna, all they see this. And this is what they want to aspire to. Not so much being in entertainment, but being successful. The Steve Jobs, the Mark Zuckerberg. All right, the people that run Twitter and eBay and Amazon, this is what is exciting these kids these days. And they didn't have the childhood that many of us did, where we came from parents or grandparents who, I mean, had to, you know, work ever since they were, they could remember. So I knew I was going to be flipping burgers, and I was going to be doing that and waiting tables and just slowly, slowly navigating through the economy until I was able to then pull enough money together where I could actually buy my first home. The other thing that's going on is the credit histories aren't that good. You know, many millennials, they know how to use a credit card. Okay? They've been using credit cards for years, whereas with me, I waited as long as possible growing up to use a credit card. I grew up in a house where if you have to use a credit card, that means you can't afford it. You don't buy anything that you can't pay cash for, because then that means it's out of your price range, you can't afford it. The problem with that thinking when I was younger is I didn't have a credit history. So I had to early on get a credit card just so I could have a credit history so that I could later buy a car. My first car was a Chevy Chevette. I got for $1,800, no air conditioning. It was a piece of crap, but it worked. It got me where I needed to go. Okay, this isn't what these kids are seeing right now. Okay, you know, they think they get out of college, they'll be able to buy a Lexus. No. When I was in college, I had to get the cheapest clunker I could. And I was proud of it. It was my favorite car. Still is. It had a lot of, it was my first car. Broken window, everything. I loved it. So this is a big concern to you and I, because if millennials can't get a step up and they can't purchase a house and they can't be comfortable in this house, and the other thing too is, why should they purchase a house? I don't blame them. Why purchase a house if you don't have a good paying job, or your job will only last as long as legislation dictates new things? Once another Obamacare bill gets passed, you're losing your job again. So why invest in a house when you have no idea where you're going to live? From a psychological standpoint and a sociological standpoint, where are people building roots? All right? I mean, I you know, are people going to start rooting in the places and you know, building a foundation where they are if they don't know where their next job is going to be? So this is very, very concerning. They say the top 10 places for millennial home purchases are Utah, Denver, Kent, Michigan, Weber, Utah, Polk, Iowa, Weld, Colorado, Lynn, Iowa, Fayette, Kentucky, Clay, Missouri, and St. Louis City. St. Louis, Missouri. Now, what's concerning about this is not a lot of big cities. So you're not having millennials buy in big cities. So the renter's market is going to be a good market, but where are the foundations being built? This is definitely going to have ramifications. So for those of you that are millennials out there, look, I feel what you're going through. That's tough. That's got to be tough. You know, hopefully you guys can find your economic path soon. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Zika is in the U.S., all right? I mean, I think we're pretty much already briefed on that. And from what we understand, Americans are buying up insect repellent like crazy. So obviously the insect repellent companies are pretty happy with this. But what's very interesting is, remember, Zika can also be spread by sexual contact. Now, the LA Times has a list of how many cases in which state. Right now, they're saying Florida has 59 cases, New York 42 cases, Texas 34 cases. These are known, where somebody actually went to get checked and then somebody actually went through the process of being tested. California 13 cases. And we know Zika has been reported in at least 34 of the states. They say Americans who had either traveled to one of dozens of countries with the outbreaks or had sex with somebody who had visited those places were the ones at risk of getting it. There was one case where an infant was born with microcephaly whose mother traveled to a country with an outbreak while she was pregnant. Now, the CDC hasn't released detailed data on everyone who returned home with Zika virus through the middle of March. We're still getting that data. But the agency did recently provide information on the 116 Americans who had been diagnosed with Zika by the end of February. Of those, 110 had visited countries in these regions before contracting the virus. It was Central America, the Caribbean, South America, Southeast Asia, and Pacific Islands, and Mexico. Now, they say 50% of those tested for Zika virus in L.A. County had traveled to Mexico, according to Dr. Rachel Given. And there's been about, what, 13 cases I just read? Yeah, 13 cases in California. So if seven of them were possibly from Mexico, then we have to be concerned that it's already rampant in Mexico and then coming to us. Again, this is a tough one because a lot of people with Zika don't feel it or it's not bad enough for them to get tested. You know, we've had a lot of people that have felt flu-like, but we don't have rapid Zika testing. And if we don't have an easy means to test for Zika, many people, they're like, well, you know what, I just took some Theraflu over the counter and I was fine. So my concern is the people who don't feel that bad aren't getting tested, so we could be seeing thousands of cases and we just don't know. Why does that matter if people don't feel it? Because some of the Zika cases could cause neurological deficits in healthy adults. And if a mosquito bites you and then transmits it to somebody else, then you just caused a baby to have, you inadvertently caused a pregnant woman to get your Zika because a mosquito landed on you and then landed on her, and now her baby could possibly have microcephaly. So this is serious. According to LA Times, there have been four Zika cases confirmed in LA County, including at least one pregnant woman. The rest of the Zika cases this year have been in the counties Yolo, San Joaquin, Contra Costa, San Francisco. San Francisco County, guys. That's north. Santa Barbara, San Bernardino, and Orange. With the current CDC backlog of testing, it is expected the number of U.S. cases as well as L.A. County will be increasing. Now, keep in mind, if the person traveled from an endemic area up to San Francisco with the Zika, that's one thing. But if San Francisco later gets mosquitoes, you know, due to global warming and the climate change, etc., we could see places as far north as San Francisco have a problem. It's not, right now, they're not saying it's likely. I mean, San Francisco is cold. The summer in San Francisco is pretty cold. I forget the Mark Twain quote. There's a Mark Twain about the quote of San Francisco. Like, a summer in San Francisco is the coldest winter or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I know. I need to quote Mark Twain more. Sorry. All right. So, they say in the United States, nine pregnant women have been diagnosed with Zika thus far. According to the CDC, two had miscarriages, two decided to get abortions, two gave birth to healthy babies, one gave birth to an infant with microcephaly, and two are still pregnant as of the most recent CDC update. That's a tough one. I gotta tell you, that is a tough one. I am hoping, you know, when you hear that the babies were aborted, it's heartbreaking. It is. But you heard that a couple of women who had the Zika, the babies came out fine. I am hoping that they did testing to the point that they did not feel the babies were healthy. It's heartbreaking, you know? I mean, these, you know, it's, and they say abortions are going to be on the rise as more people are concerned about Zika. So, they say it's spring break. How to avoid Zika virus on spring break? Well, CBC News is talking about how thousands of families and college students are in the Caribbean and southern locations now because it's spring break. They say several simple measures can be implemented to reduce Zika. Obviously, insect repellent is your biggest friend, but you have to apply it day and night. You get bit at night. According to Dr. William Schaffner, not Shatner, but Schaffner, a professor of preventative medicine and infectious disease at Vanderbilt. I know, William Shatner's all over the place, isn't he? At Vanderbilt University Medical Center, he says, spray it on yourself and on your friends. Oh, I could just see this in, you know, spring break games. They say it's important to use it abundantly. Only 1 in 5 people who become infected with Zika will experience symptoms. So 4 out of 5, they don't even know they have it. Unfortunately, of course, that if it transmits to a pregnant woman, that's serious, or if you get Guillain-Barré. So, they say Americans are buying up insect repellent like crazy. They are stocking up on various types. And they say there are brands that are selling insect repellent garments to ward off concerns about Zika. Sarah Skirball, Director of Public Relations at Retail Me Not, backed up the prediction, saying that 58% of Americans plan to purchase some type of insect repellent, either spray, candles, protective clothing, to ward off mosquitoes and ease Zika fears. Wow. You know, we're going to be taking a very, very small vacation in the summer, and I have never been to the Caribbean. So we last year decided to get some tickets as cheap as we can to go to the Caribbean. So I'm not planning on getting pregnant, don't worry, but I just do not want to bring it back. I'd still like to know what they're planning on doing with the Olympics. If we have a slew of people going down to Brazil and Rio and unfortunately becoming infected, bringing it back when it's mosquito season up here, that could be pretty serious. So from what I understand, still no change planned. And I think if you want a screen, if the athletes want screens, mosquito screens to protect themselves, they got to buy them themselves. Bug Band offers DEET free repellents. Alright, by the way, DEET is supposed to be okay during pregnancy. But double check with your obstetrician. Bug Band sales have doubled since this time last year. And the active ingredient in Bug Band's products is geraniol. And the CDC recommends that people buy products containing DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus. Are you guys buying this stuff? Oil of lemon eucalyptus? I guess. Yeah. Mosquito prevention, obviously, is the best way to attack this. So, if you're selling, DEET, you're going to make some money. I was taught in a wilderness medicine class that not only do you put DEET on, you spray DEET, but you put permethrin on the clothes. Permethrin is an anti-lice, and putting that on the clothes plus DEET gave you 100% effectiveness. I was shocked by anybody up there saying 100%, but that's what they said, and I thought that was pretty remarkable. So permethrin on the clothes, which is the anti-lice medication that you can get over the counter, and then spray on DEET. Keep in mind, next year I am hoping that somebody starts discussing, and I hope this doesn't happen, if there were any respiratory complications of spraying on, because I think a lot of people spray halfway. We need to teach you guys how to spray on bug spray and spray on sunscreen. I think a lot of us, we do it haphazard. We breathe it in and we don't even get it on the spots that need to. Don't even ask. All right, 1-877-TOM-SALLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell him Pat Matthews sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I love this next one. 1-877-DOC. A D-A-L-I. All right. A lot of us have kitty cats. Got dogs. I got dogs and cats. And those kitty cats, they are, I mean, they're going to be the death of me. God forbid, I hate to say that, but they just, oh my gosh. Well, not so much because they go pee-pee house, and they pee-pee on my bed, and they wipe their butt with poo-poo on my pillow, but because they could be causing road rage. New research suggests that exposure to a common parasite carried by cats will make us more prone to angry outbursts and road rage. So the study was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, and it drew a link between toxoplasmosis, which is transmitted through the feces of infected cats, also undercooked meat or contaminated water, and they found a link between toxoplasmosis and intermittent explosive, intermittent explosive disorder and increased aggression. And 30% of us carry this parasite right now. I wouldn't be surprised if I have it because I'm the only one in the family that cleans their poopoo boxes. Nobody else cleans the potty boxes, but I do. And the cats poop and poop and poop. And some of them, sometimes they poopoo outside the box. Sometimes they poopoo on my shirt. But for the most part, they decide to walk their little furry tissues over to the poopoo box and poopoo there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And unfortunately, I'm the one that cleans it. Now, I wear a mask when I clean it on some days, but if I don't have a mask, I don't. They say our work suggests that latent infection of the Toxoplasma gondii parasite may change brain chemistry in a fashion that increases the risk of aggressive behavior. So, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM 5th edition, it defines this IED, which is the intermittent explosive disorder, as recurrent, impulsive, problematic outbursts of verbal or physical aggression that are disproportionate to the situations that trigger them. This explains a lot. According to the release, IED affects an estimated 16 million Americans, more than bipolar disorder and schizophrenia combined. Now, I've been diagnosing a lot of you guys with low serotonin. When your serotonin's low, you know, you'll just seem to react quicker. And you know, I tell people when your serotonin's good, somebody could cut you off on the road, and you really don't let it bother you. But when you have a low serotonin day, you will want to run them down. Now, if they're blaming our kitty cats, wow, I can now take everybody off their serotonin medication. For the study, researchers studied 358 adults who were evaluated for this IED, personality disorder, depression, and other psychiatric disorders. Study authors also rated them on traits associated with the conditions. They divided them into groups, people that had no psychiatric history, some that had some psychiatric disorder that was not IED, and a blood test revealed an individual diagnosed with IED were more than twice as likely to test for positive toxoplasmosis exposure compared to the healthy control group. Authors acknowledge the link between exposure to the infection and IED, but they caution that further study is needed before you start kicking the cats out of the house. Although I gotta tell you, man, the cats are the ones that get me mad. Listen, when I get to work, when I get into my car to start driving to work, I'm in a bad mood. Not because I had to wake up, not because I had a bad sexual encounter with my husband, not because the kids got on my nerves, it's the cats. They either throw up right as, on a place on the carpet that I step on, they either pee up my scrubs or they do something that makes me so mad. So I'm wondering if it's just not toxoplasmosis, but it's just the cat being. When my cats decide to just be who they are and just be, it really ruins my day. So my guess is it's that. So now they're going to do studies to see if it's late at the time. Honestly, this is what I would suggest you guys do. If you're cat owners and you guys are grumpy and your cats get on your nerves and you're ready for, anti-anxiety medication, maybe have your doctor run a toxoplasmosis panel. That is very fascinating. All right. People with higher dietary intake of vitamin C saw less cataract progression, by at least a third over the course of a decade. I know you guys are going, well, wow, this is a real, you know, mind-blower article. Yeah, it is, okay? Because a lot of us don't want to get cataracts. I'm sorry if you're too young for cataracts, but I'm pretty soon going to be in that age group where I'm developing them. So, yeah, this is pretty relevant to me. A King's College London study published in the journal Ophthalmology found vitamin C had a protective effect against cataracts being worse during a long-term study of twins. Cataracts is this clouding of the eye lens. It causes blur vision, glare. It's like when you're trying to see through your dirty windshield on a car. That's like cataracts. And then all of a sudden, you get your cataract surgery, like you get the window clean on your car, and it's like, wow, that's what everybody describes it as. So it's pretty cool. And it's the most common cause of blindness in people over 40. Oh, boy, so it looks like I'm already on my way. So the findings of the study mean you got to eat your fruits and vegetables, okay? Vitamin C could help. But notice how they say a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. They didn't say just pop vitamin C pills. They said a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. So they looked at 324 pairs of twins in the Twins UK cohort collected over the course of about 10 years. Participants who consumed more vitamin C in their diet rather than in supplements were found to have slower progression of their cataracts. So this is pretty cool for those of us that want our eyesight and don't have medical insurance and don't have time to stop and get our eye surgery. Eventually, we're going to have means, hopefully, to not have to have surgery where they have to replace the lens. But for now, the most common surgery is where they replace the lens. So we'll keep you guys posted as there's more on that. But eat your fruits and vegetables. Also, exercise. They say exercise can keep your brain 10 years younger. This new study says that seniors who get moderate to intense exercise retain more of their mental skills over the next 5 years versus older adults who got light exercise or just sat on their butts. On average, those less active seniors showed an extra 10 years of brain aging. It's true. You know, people that unfortunately have debilitating conditions where they can't move or they're in wheelchairs, etc., we start to see brain atrophy. Not only do you have atrophy of your muscles, you have atrophy of the brain. So if you have the choice of getting off your butt, do so. If you don't have a choice, I would recommend to get an occupational therapist or a physical therapist on the case to help you with exercise because it does help slow brain aging. This is according to researcher Dr. Clinton Wright, a neurologist at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. Now, can you imagine middle schoolers in medicine? They probably could do it. These middle schoolers are getting smarter. Anyway, they say the researchers did account for, you know, if they smoked, educational levels, high blood pressure, etc. And, you know, exercise, and guys, I know many of you are like, I'm not going to go to the gym. There's only young people there. The exercise will hurt my knees. Then find an exercise that doesn't hurt your knees. Walk, swim, dance, pace. I think pacing is a great exercise. You know what I think is very, very helpful? For those of you who can't sleep because you think about your day, what I would suggest you do at about 7 o'clock at night to, let's say, 8 o'clock, do your pacing. Pace back and forth. Find the longest hallway in your apartment or house or the longest area in a room that you could go back and forth. And just walk back and forth. Pace back and forth and go through the day. Go through your plan. Go through whatever you would think about when you were, if you go to bed at night, whatever is going to be on your mind and prevent you from going to sleep, just go through that. Process what you need to, because a lot of times I'll be in bed, I'll be thinking about something, I'm like, oh, wait, I got to look that up, and then I have to turn on the computer, and then I have to wait for the computer to load up, and I do this at 2 in the morning. No, no, no. Process everything you need to process, so that when you go to bed, you can just think about your happy place, whether it's a beach, whether it's a bald eagle flying, whether it's Channing Tatum, whatever, I don't care. All right, and then you get exercise done at the same time. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.